With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Senate has reconvened as it tries to pass President Trump's big bill of tax breaks and spending cuts. An all-night session to consider proposed amendments called a Votorama was postponed, but it's now underway. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says it's time to vote. Republican strategist Aaron McGuire is confident the Senate will pass the president's big, beautiful bill, but he says the Senate must first vote on amendments to the legislation.
There is no number set. There can be no number set. So they are going to be voting and voting and voting. And whatever bill comes out of Votorama at the end, and believe me, these are supposed to be 15-minute votes. When this bad boy starts this morning, it's going to be an hour, 2 hours per vote.
McGuire spoke with the Salem Radio Network. The House is being called back to session for votes as soon as Wednesday if the Senate can pass the bill. Two firefighters and a gunman were slain responding to an apparent arson ambush yesterday in northern Idaho. Correspondent Jennifer King reports on what authorities discovered when responding to the scene.
Kootenai County Sheriff Bob Norris.
There was a male, appeared to be deceased, with a weapon nearby.
Norris says authorities had to scoop up the suspect's body before it was engulfed in flames. A procession accompanied the fallen firefighters as their bodies were taken from the hospital to the medical examiner's office in nearby Spokane.
We did lose a Coeur d'Alene firefighter, and we did lose a firefighter from the Kootenai County Fire and Rescue.
Audio courtesy KXLY. I'm Jennifer King.
Many of the world's nations, but not the United States, are gathering in Spain to tackle the growing gap between rich and poor nations. They will try to drum up trillions of dollars needed to close it. More than 70 world leaders are attending this meeting. This is SRN News. Churches in Switzerland buck the trend.
Christianity is waning in Europe and has been for at least two decades. But a new report from Switzerland finds that evangelical congregations there are growing. The Swiss Evangelical Network reports positive movement in all measures of spirituality amongst its churches, which cuts against the pattern of Christian decline in the country generally. The only bad news is that evangelicals make up a very small part of the Swiss population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A petition drive seeking the repeal of a recent Ohio law banning diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at public colleges and universities has fallen short of the signatures needed to place it before voters. The organizers say they failed to collect all 250,000 signatures needed to place a referendum on November's ballot seeking to overturn that bill. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
With the stock market already in record territory, traders are waiting to see what this holiday-shortened week will bring. After President Trump called off trade talks with Canada, the Canadians cried uncle. They've rescinded a digital services tax on big American tech companies. It was due to take effect today. And now the U.S.-Canada trade talks will resume. China reports its factory activity improved slightly this month, although China's manufacturing sector does remain in contraction. Home Depot is buying specialty building products distributor GMS Inc., a deal valued at roughly $4.3 billion. Including debt, the deal value totals $5.5 billion. The transaction will help strengthen Home Depot's relationship with professional contractors. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com.